Paul is glad to be here. We're all together. We are such a small group, but Jesus is there. And like precious times together already. And also, very close fellowship, the Council of the Priests. It's a precious time that we have down there at the cottage. And it's a privilege, I said this already to the staff, that to teach young children and to teach them the fundamentals of what we believe, but also that they can get saved from His Word. And so His Word is the main subject, it's Jesus. And Jesus is the one that speaks to us because He is the Word. And then we also have a book. It's also allegory like Pelham's Park. It's a little different, but when it comes down to it, I thought about it. It's pretty much the same, that we start the journey. It's going to be on a journey, and you want to be changed. And that's what all this allegory is about. And so instead of being fearful, we're learning to trust. And so they are going to learn quite a bit, and we have a precious time down there. But also playing. They love to play together. We first started with rain. Nobody could go in the sandbox, so it was a little hard. But the Lord helped us, and now the sun is out. We're enjoying the sunshine. And I'm so glad that Jesus is here. And that's most important. And He wants to work in our hearts this morning, as we're hearing His Word again, and we're praising and worshiping Him, and coming closer to Him. And the Lord is so good to us. He's such a good Savior, but He's also a great Creator. And just to think that great Creator, I told the kids many times, He wants to live in our hearts. What a power is in us with the Holy Spirit coming in. And so the Lord may continue to work in all of us as we go on our way. And we're expecting. Now we have learned this, Bible verses and memory promises and so on. But next week, this coming week, we're starting today, we are going to use it and find out where do we fit in? Why am I learning these verses? And so that's what we're going to do this coming week. We're using these and learn a few more, whatever we need. And so we're going to start and tell you exactly what we're learning. It's what they're saying, what's going to be read. The Lord bless you.
That is lost until he finds it. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost."
Turn every one to pay.
our good shepherd who died on the cross for our sins. In the book of John, Jesus said,
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John 10:11.
In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus said,
repent of your sins and believe the good news. Mark 1:15.
In Psalm 103, we read about Jesus.
He forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. Psalm 103:3.
Jesus finished his parable in the Gospel of Luke saying, likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Into his sheepfold and will take good care of them. Jesus said,
I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he shall be saved. John 10:9.
In the Gospel of John, we read, when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Sheep and little lambs have to learn to listen to the shepherd's voice and follow him. How do we listen and stay close to Jesus, our good shepherd? We do this by reading his word and by talking to Jesus in prayer. As we read his word, we get to know Jesus and learn to trust him. So the shepherd has to correct them and sometimes use his rod. We are just like those sheep that have to learn to trust and obey the word of God. In Psalm 23, we read of Jesus, our shepherd. He anoints my head with oil, my cup runs over. This speaks of the Holy Spirit filling us to overflowing and giving us power to do right and to live pleasing unto Jesus. Our lives will change, and we will be good witnesses for Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples,
"You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Acts 1:8.
One day, Jesus is coming again to this earth. May we be ready to enter heaven with him. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he work in you, through Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet. start again. Great, he's got a little three flats, good.
Gentle
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. It's 289, I believe. Praise God. Thank you, cottagers. That was really lovely. You sang a lot of my favorite songs and some I never heard before. And you heard of some of my favorite verses in the Bible. For all of us. 289. 389. 389, I'm sorry. other night we spoke about the shepherd, the great shepherd of our soul. When God saw that the shepherds of Israel had miserably failed and were not caring for the people of God, God said, I will come and I will be their shepherd. Praise God. There'll be one fold and one shepherd. And Jesus came down to be to us what no one else could be to us. To care for us as no one else could. And so thank you for reminding us of that. It makes our heart happy to know that we have a wonderful shepherd watching over us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father John.
Thank you. It's so nice to be among a group of people who love the Lord and know the Lord and know how to worship Him. Just coming into this place and hearing the songs and the worship coming from our hearts reminds me that the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. And you can sense that the Lord is here among us. I join Brother Kenny in congratulating our cottagers for a wonderful, wonderful presentation and reminders of God's love for us and His care over us. You know, one of those songs that you sang reminded me of something that Mozart wrote. That's how good it was. It was it was that wonderful to me.
Praise God.
And I thank you for that, and I congratulate you. And I'm looking forward to hearing Mary and her girls and bless us with their songs and their recitations. The thought of trusting God has been greatly on my mind in these days. You know, in Proverbs, you have those familiar verses that say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. It's a wonderful, wonderful promise. And then I know many, many young people who have adopted that as their life verses. At least they have testified to that effect, that they have made that their choice, that they want to trust in the Lord. And that's good. That's acceptable, I'm sure, to the Lord. But oftentimes, we come against situations that what might make us fearful and make us to try to work things out on our own and to lean onto our own understanding. And then we learn that things don't go as they should. I'm reminded of a psalm that David wrote at a time when I would say it was one of the lowest points in his life. He had received God's promise that he would be made a king, but things were not going the way he would have liked them to go. And when he was fleeing from his enemies and from Saul and ran to Gath, the Philistines, they imprisoned him. They took him as a prisoner because he was trying to work it out in his own way. And at that time, he decided, he made a real decision in his life. He said, when I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. You know, the idea of trust sounds noble and it sounds wonderful in the abstract, or when we're not being besieged by any enemies, but when we get right down to it, trusting in the Lord requires an exercise of our will and our determination. And as David said, I will trust in the Lord. In another psalm that he wrote at about that same time, he acknowledged, he said, blessed is the man that trust in the Lord. There's such a blessedness and a happiness and a peace and a joy that comes when we put our trust and our confidence completely in the Lord Jesus. And if there's a thought I want to leave with you today, it's that you can trust in God. He's faithful. As we just sang, Thou hast bought us, we are thine. You know, when you buy something, there's that feeling of possession. I own this. This is mine. I'm going to take good care of it. At least that's the way I feel about things that I purchase or that I have. That they are, you have this possessive feeling about it, and you say to yourself, I'm going to take good care of this. I'm going to do as I should with this. And the same has to do with trusting God. He has bought us, we are His, He'll take good care of us. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. And I just want to leave that thought with all of you. God bless you all. Enjoy the remainder of your time here at camp. Enjoy the facilities. I see so many familiar faces here that just rejoices my heart. Well, God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I trust in God.
Whatever the Lord has put on your heart, please.